This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Treasury chief discusses the administration's plans to privatize mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They were put under government control back during the financial crisis in 2008. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin says today,
the first step is we are in the process of negotiating with the FHFA on our current lines, and we expect in the near term we'll have an agreement where we will allow both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to retain their earnings, which will be a significant increase in capital and a step in the right direction.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Congress going back to work today after a summer break. The Senate and House to finalize individual budget bills after reaching agreement on a broad two-year spending plan. In the House, Democrats are calling again for impeachment proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
She's dating U.S. Senator Cory Booker, who's running for the White House, but actress Rosario Dawson says that doesn't mean she's endorsing him. In fact, she's not endorsing any specific candidate. Speaking at the Toronto Film Festival last night, Dawson made it clear when it comes to politics, she's just backing the electorate. After 3 years of TV exile following his laughter at a joke President Trump made years ago about grabbing women, Billy Bush returns to TV as the new host of Extra tonight.
I think I picked up some missing elements in the last few years, like a deeper empathy, patience. I think people that I'm working with now would say, boy, he's good to work with.
Bush speaking there with Gail King on CBS This Morning. 2 days before the anniversary of the attacks, there's a U.S. Senate hearing today on the state of homeland security in America since the 9/11 attacks. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New details released by officials in the death of a rising country star. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Investigators say country singer Kylie Rae Harris was responsible for the three-vehicle crash in northern New Mexico that left her and a 16-year-old girl dead. They say Harris was speeding when she clipped the back of another vehicle that sent her into oncoming traffic. She then crashed head-on into an SUV driven by Maria Elena Cruz. The first responders included the teen's father, Pedro Cruz, who was with the fire department. Authorities also say evidence at the crash scene indicated alcohol may have been involved. Harris had a prior DWI conviction in Collin County, Texas in 2017 and had been ordered to install an ignition interlock device on her vehicle. The community of San Cristobal was holding a fundraiser dinner for the Cruz family to help them pay for funeral costs.
and a Pennsylvania couple facing some serious charges now for going on a spending spree after a bank mistakenly deposited six figures in their account. A BB&T teller accidentally putting the $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' account back in May, and police say instead of notifying the bank about it, they went out and spent most of it in just a few weeks' time. Among their purchases, an SUV, a couple of ATVs, and a car trailer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we got our word for the day. Okay, mendacious. Huh? When was the last time you heard that? I love that word, mendacious. I love the word only because it sounds so expensive. It really can be. Because it's all about being frequently dishonest or deceitful, untrue. And as we know, we deal with the mendacious mainstream media. And here on this radio show, we are anti-mendacious, okay? We do everything we can to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And speaking of mendaciousness, we got Dr. Jerry Newcomb's going to be joining us here, talking about something, you know, people are... Whenever they talk about, our former president, and I'm not talking about recent, I'm talking about Thomas Jefferson, they always talk about, it kind of became, a bit colloquial, and that he would cut out, supposedly, the miracles from his Bible. And, so the question still remains today, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, is, did our president really edit out the miracles from the Bible?
Well, what Jefferson did was he wanted the Indian who were not familiar with the teachings of Jesus. Some of them weren't even familiar with the name of Jesus Christ. He wanted them to learn about the teachings of Jesus. And he wanted to do it in a way that kind of bypassed some of the controversies that have rocked the Christian world for centuries. You know, like, for example, trying to understand how Jesus is fully God and fully human, how the, God exists in three persons, but he's still just one God, and you've got all these different things. In fact, here's what I wrote specifically, quote, "Much thought in the Christian world has gone toward important theological matters like the nature of Christ as fully divine and fully human, and the nature of the Godhead, three persons, one God, the Trinity. Jefferson felt, perhaps condescendingly, that such matters of theology and philosophy were beyond the Indians. As a result, he wanted to simplify Christ's teachings. He may have been misguided, but there's no evidence that his motive was secularization or anti-supernaturalism, as many today claim." So here, because of the Louisiana Purchase, now all of a sudden you had thousands, hundreds of thousands of more Native Americans were added to the American population overnight. Jefferson thought, hey, they don't know necessarily that Jesus said to treat others as you would have them treat you, love one another, for this is my new commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. They didn't know this stuff about, the teachings of Jesus. Forgive, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive your brother, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. God answers prayer. They didn't know about these these teachings of Jesus. He wanted them to learn about those teachings of Jesus. So one night, while in the White House, despite all of whatever pressing demands our third president had at that time, he took the time to, with a like a razor knife or whatever, he cut out extracts from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, some of the teachings of Jesus. Now, some of the things in there included some of the miracles. But it's not like he explicitly decided to leave the miracles out. If there was anything miraculous, oh, I got to cut it out because, you know, that. It's more like he just wanted them to learn about the teachings of Jesus so they would go and do likewise.
Right. And it there's people today here in this country that we understand in the development of our faith that it is a process. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, Jerry, I tell you, I read... You know, I read the Bible every day, pretty much, and I say pretty much because I just, you know, being human, maybe every once in a while I may fall behind, but a little bit. But by and large, my intent is always to be in the Word of God and read it on a daily basis. And I've gone through the Bible. I mean, I go through it systematically every year. I just go front to back, and line by line. And, you know, sometimes I come up and I go, wait a minute, how many times have I read that? It's just new revelation, new understanding, you know, that layer, that onion layer skin. You pull it back and, you know, and God said, you know, and the Bible says, hey, look at, you know, there are seasons, there are times for things and words to understand, and they will come to you in that time of need. And, you know, and that's what happens. I stopped being surprised. I find myself being more grateful that, you know, at that point in time, here's a fresh new word. You know, it's that daily bread that God gives us. And I sit there and I go, wow, you know, that is really cool when you think about it. Because it's not like God gives us day old bread or 3 week old bread. It's always daily. It's fresh, right?
That's well, very well put. God's mercies are new every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, here's Jefferson trying to reach out to a large group of population, not even American citizens per se, but, you know, here they are now under in American territory with the Louisiana Purchase. You look at a map and you see, you know, America before 1803 and then America after the Louisiana Purchase is huge.
Yes.
It was the biggest land addition in the history of our country done under, you know, the presidency of Jefferson. So, therefore, this idea that he had to introduce the Indians to the teachings of Jesus, I can understand why he would feel this way. And he wanted to, in fact, the very title that he gave to this unpublished work included at the end, being an abridgment of the New Testament for the use of the Indians unembarrassed with matters of fact or faith beyond the level of their comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's no evidence that this book was ever published. There is evidence that later, about 15 years later, for his own personal edification, Thomas Jefferson did the same thing for himself. However, what he did was he included one column that was in English, the King James Version of the Bible, then another column that was French. He had served as an ambassador to France for many years. Another column that was Greek. The New Testament was written in Greek, and another column that was the same words, all in Latin. Now, here's a guy that would pore over the teachings of Jesus. Now, the real Jefferson Bible, so-called, is a Bible that they have at the museum or, you know, one of the artifacts or whatever of the University of Virginia, which he founded in Charlottesville, and that's his real Bible, you know, the full volume, and there's definitely evidence that he was a Bible reader. He, you know, he had no use for the book of Revelation, I'll just tell you that. He flat out said, this is like the ravings of a madman, you know, something to that effect. You know, I read it once and it was like, never again, you know.
Right.
That's what he said about Revelation, the book of Revelation, but There were other parts of the Bible that he liked very much, and one of the things that we pointed out in our book that deals with this whole thing about the Jefferson Bible, the book Doubting Thomas that I co-wrote with a Charlottesville pastor, if a student today were to take a copy of the so-called Jefferson Bible with all these Bible verses, you know, from Jesus, sayings and teachings of Jesus Christ, into a school, would the principal allow them to do that? Would the teacher allow them? Would they allow them to read this stuff out loud? And yet the ACLU has made Thomas Jefferson into their patron saint, and they use Thomas Jefferson to kind of squelch any Christian expression in the public arena, and they're using him wrongly in doing that.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to come front and center and address this issue head on, and I got to imagine Thomas Jefferson going, thank you, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, kind of balancing out the perspective here. We got more after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, millennials.
what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, I love this song. I tell you, this is the encouragement. I mean, with all that stinking thinking out there that, you know, you got people, you know, cheering a recession for America and all this negative speak that's out there. You know, we need people that can look at the world and look at our world as the glass half full instead of half empty. I mean, you know, all for the sake of resistance. And we just don't like who's in the White House right now. So let's get totally deranged. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Dr. Jerry Newcomb continues, author of American Amnesia, on air host and senior producer for Truth That Transform, which was formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, the TV outreach of the late Dr. D. James Kennedy. And with Jerry, you know, relevant to your book, and we were talking about this earlier with Karen Cataline, that America, you know, in terms of its amnesia, forgets that our founding fathers, what they had on the line, you know, when the whole idea of the great American experiment came, I mean, it wasn't just some guys off in the corner, you know, over a couple of beers saying, hey, what if, you know, kind of deal. I mean, they literally, I mean, this was a life and death proposition. They were acting in treason against, you know, the most formidable military force in the planet, on the planet at the time, and they're going, hey, we don't want to be a part of this parade anymore. And we're willing to put our very treasure, our lives, reputation, families, everything on the line for the sake of this American experiment. And what people forget is that the battle never ends. And we have to meet, you know, the current time with that kind of conviction and passion, and also appreciate, by the same token, is that as it was then, it wasn't you had 100% agreement. I mean, this was a small band of people that were very passionate and inspired to follow through with their convictions. And that is needed for today, especially when you have this movement, this antithetical socialistic mindset movement that has invaded our universities and the young people.
Boy, I totally agree with you. And I would just add one aspect, too, that as the founders of this country pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, they said they were doing so with a trust in divine providence, which means we are trusting in God and God's help to see us through. And they were doing this not in a way that was lawless. They were following natural law. Right. In fact, the Declaration of Independence is a brilliant statement based on a lot of Christian documents, frankly. Mm-hmm. But it's a brilliant statement explaining natural law and explaining how the government of England under King George III had become so oppressive and so tyrannical that for all intents and purposes, the king has unkinged himself. Now, that's not words found in the Declaration of Independence. Those are actually words found in a sermon from the Reverend Jonathan Mayhew of Boston, written long before the Declaration of Independence was written. Mm-hmm. But it was part of, people forget this or don't know about this, the ministers of New England in particular, in Boston in particular, helped grease the skids toward independence by basically teaching that government is here and instituted by God, mm-hmm, for our good and for righteousness. And when the government becomes tyrannical and usurps God and disobeys God, then that government becomes, you know, for all intents and purposes, we the people are, allowed to disobey that, mm-hmm, in terms of civil, right, disobedience. Let's put it this way. One of the phrases they used was obedience to God involves rebellion towards tyrants, or vice versa. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. They wanted to obey God. They wanted to obey God's law. They felt that the king was forcing them to do things that were wrong. I mean, for example, one of the things stated in the original version of the Declaration of Independence that Thomas Jefferson wrote, and we talk about these things in my book, American Amnesia, but he said that that basically King George III is forcing us to continue with this evil practice of slavery. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do this practice anymore. And the frankly, what happened was, you know, Jefferson was part of a committee of five that wrote up the Declaration of Independence. He was the chief author. He listed it as one of his three top accomplishments, you know, on his epitaph. He didn't even include that he was served as a president of the United States, but that he wrote the Declaration of Independence was one of them. And so anyway, they felt that, the committee felt that, you know, to get this thing accepted and passed so that we have a united front, we'll have to address that issue of slavery down the road. We will take that out for now. But anyway, Jefferson, you know, felt that way. And Jefferson himself, though, was a slave owner. And by the time he died, he was so heavily in debt. And unfortunately, part of his property, quote unquote, included, you know, slaves. And he was not at liberty to free the slaves only because he was so heavily in debt. But he wanted to, you know, and he even helped write the Kentucky Resolves and so forth, which was anti-slavery. He had earlier in life participated in something called the Fairfax Resolves, which George Washington did as well. And the Fairfax Resolves, that had passed in 1774, but King George III wouldn't let them pass it. They could have stopped the slave trade here in America long before England stopped the slave trade. And of course, just real backing up real fast, it was the Christian people in England, William Wilberforce,
exactly,
and a coterie of like-minded men, and even a couple of women, one of the most prominent being Hannah Moore, who wrote little pamphlets and so forth, promoting Christianity and Christian morality in pre-Victorian England. Anyway, they fought against slavery so hard, and they succeeded, first, in abolishing the slave trade in all of the British Empire, and secondly, in freeing the slaves in all the British Empire. And before they had even accomplished those two things, our founding fathers stipulated that when the Constitution goes into effect, 20 years after it goes into effect, the slave trade will be abolished.
Mm-hmm.
And the founding fathers never get credit for this, but the fact is they actually did that before Wilberforce's successful crusade. Prong one, abolish the slave trade. Prong two, free all the slaves. Now, of course, in America, we did abolish the slave trade, but then the cotton gin proved a greater demand for more and more slaves, so those that were here just continued to reproduce. And so while new ones were not being imported, thank God, because of the founding fathers, but there were lots of slaves that were still here, and so slavery continued until we had the terrible War of 1861.
I was going to ask you specifically about the Civil War. Why didn't the British experience the Civil War, but yet we did?
Because they, by the grace of God, agreed with the Christian people, like Wilberforce, saying, yes, we will, A, abolish the slave trade, and B, free the slaves. So by the time you get to 1861, America was no longer, fully free. It was half free, half slave.
Mm-hmm.
And as Lincoln said, quoting Jesus Christ, and his hearers would have known he was quoting Jesus Christ,
right,
a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Is it representative, Jerry, let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Is it representative that even at that point in time, America started to move away from God?
There were certainly some elements that were beginning to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Abraham Lincoln himself, as a young man, had read some skeptic named Volney, V-O-L-N-E-Y, or something like that, and started to, you know, move away from God. But then when he became president, and he was always an avid Bible reader.
Right.
When he became president and experienced the death of his son, it ended up drawing him close to God. And he, by the time he gets to Gettysburg, he's a born-again Christian. And his second inaugural address is just filled with Bible references.
Right. But as a country overall, I just sense, you know, the difference between, here you have in England, bathed in scripture, in prayer, in theology, and in the United States, we're bathed in commerce. And so I guess the difference between a temporal approach to it and a spiritual approach to slavery. That's what comes to mind. I don't know.
Well, I hear the music. And,
yes.
Am I allowed to comment or no?
We have to leave it there because if I allow you to comment, then we're going to be, we're going to be cut off. But
okay.
Our conversation will always continue with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, and you know he's going to be back. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Treasury chief discusses the administration's plans to privatize mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They were put under government control back during the financial crisis in 2008. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin says today,
the first step is we are in the process of negotiating with the FHFA on our current lines, and we expect in the near term we'll have an agreement where we will allow both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to retain their earnings, which will be a significant increase in capital and a step in the right direction.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Congress going back to work today after a summer break. The Senate and House to finalize individual budget bills after reaching agreement on a broad two-year spending plan. In the House, Democrats are calling again for impeachment proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Nice and loud and clear and clearly spoken for you to understand. We're not hijacking the language and we're not quieting people's point of view. After all, this is the American way of life, and we're grateful for our First Amendment right to speak freely here as we continue to work these important issues that are before us. And I just am, experientially, what has come down for me is embracing the truth, because that's what it all comes down to. I mean, you know, we learn this as little kids, right? And, you know, we always tell our kids, you know, hey, just tell me the truth. Just be honest with me. And I'm 100% with you. And, you know, even God says that to us, too. But for some reason, we just keep testing him and think that we've got more charm and we can get around it. But look at how complicated it has become in the world we live in today. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Chris Thurman joins us now. His brand-new book, it's actually a revised and updated 30th anniversary edition, which just goes to tell you, since he first wrote it, hey, there's more lies. But the fact of the matter is, no matter how you dress them up, Chris, they're still lies, right?
That's right.
The lies we believe renew your mind and transform your life based on the truth. You know, in a world that's veering dangerously off course from what it calls truth comes a classic work that unmasks the lies we unwittingly believe, lies that destroy us, ultimately damage our emotional health, relationships, and spiritual life. Chris, we're grateful that you're able to come on and address these lies, because it's as if
You know, we've, you know, they keep using that analogy, which they find out that that's not exactly true, because the frogs are going, hey, we're not that stupid. You know, once it gets hot, we are going to jump out of the water. But for some reason, this has become urban legend that frogs are so stupid that they just lie there thinking they're in a jacuzzi and they're getting boiled alive, right?
Well, I
get the point.
Having me on today, Bill.
Okay, good. Well, why the update?
Well, 30 years ago when I wrote it, The Lies We Believe, I've just learned quite a bit in my clinical practice. I've read a lot, thought a lot, studied a lot, and I just knew that there was a lot more to be said about the process of renewing the mind and how important it is to deeply internalize the truth so that you can be an emotionally, spiritually healthy person.
Mm-hmm. And you say in your practice, so do you find at the basis of the conflict and the tension that we have in our own minds that at the root of it is really dealing with reality or the truth?
I think so. I think regardless of what presenting problem people bring in, that everybody, me included, suffers mm-hmm. from some degree of faulty thinking. And that we have to go after that if we're going to help clients and people in general to enjoy the life that they were meant to enjoy as far as being mature and healthy and loving people.
Yeah. Chris, you know, I'm glad you say that, look at all of us are included in this this travel journey we go through called life. And we all bring, you know, different pieces of luggage with us. And we're all working through, you know, this process of really embracing, you know, embracing the truth and, you know, as opposed to, you know, listening to lies that maybe have formed us and, you know, have compromised our future. But this is why, you know, for me, the Word of God has been so transformative and so critical and that I hold on to. And even at that, I still have those moments where, you know, doggone it, that stinking thinking comes creeping in. And, you know, I find myself frustrated and getting anxious. And then I go, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, I share that with you, Bill. It's in my own life, I've been battling perfectionism for my whole time. And, you know, I feel like I've made some progress, but I find myself going back to those old perfectionistic thoughts of it's not okay to make a mistake, and when you do, you need to beat yourself up. So this challenge of renewing the mind is really a lifelong assignment. You never really master it, but you can make a lot of progress. You don't have to think the same way you did when you were five.
Exactly. Well, and you bring up an excellent point here, and that is that we do grow. We're no longer 5 years old, you know, even though that might have been the root of what, you know, got established in our thinking, might have been at that point in time. But here we are, hopefully wiser decades later, and by experience have been able to filter out. It's like I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm always taken back to that verse by Paul. When I was a child, I thought and I reasoned mm-hmm. like one, but right. now that I've become an adult, I've put away childish things, and I think that applies to many things, but it certainly applies to the fundamental way you view reality, and that mm-hmm. we are supposed to mature in our attitude. We are supposed to learn how to take thoughts captive, tear down mental strongholds, and move in the direction of whatever is lovely, true, pure, and worthwhile.
Exactly. And then, of course, he later says that the things I don't want to do, I do. The very mm-hmm. things I, you know, I mean, that is the tension that we live with and knowing. But the difference is that we're not 5 years old. Hopefully we're discerning adults to at least realize that, hey, those things I don't want to do, I'm still doing.
Right.
So I'm not in denial right there, right?
That's right. And, you know, Paul was more than familiar with that struggle with his fleshly mindset, you know, the mm-hmm. thoughts that he had prior to conversion that were still dogging him. And, you know, he was really honest with all of us about, yeah, you're going to default back to ways of thinking, feeling, and acting that you're just going to shake your head at yourself, but mm-hmm. you don't need to condemn yourself. You just need to, you know, pick yourself back up, dust off, and move in the direction of the right way of looking at things so that over time you have the emotions and the behavior that go with it.
I'm so grateful for his vulnerability, aren't you?
I can't identify with somebody that says they've got it all together, but I sure can identify with somebody that says I'm a mess and I need some help.
And as brilliant as he was, of course he wouldn't admit to this, but what a blessing. I mean, his background, his training, and God gave him a new identity in utilizing all those. It wasn't like God says, hey, we're going to send that away. We're going to dislocate you from your past. What we're going to do is embrace your past to have it be a part of your future. And, boy, I'll tell you, when that happens, too, Chris, you see how God utilizes these mistakes of our lives. It's quite humbling because you can't come away thinking, oh, look what I've done. You know, this is all me. I mean, you are, unless you're just totally blind to it and just you want to continue to deceive yourself, it's quite humbling to realize that but for God's hand, you'd still be that mess you were before.
Yeah, it's incredibly humbling. You know, that God is a redeemer is just overwhelming. You know, that he doesn't rub our face in our past and that he wants to help us to clean out all the thoughts that don't square with how he views us and how he wants us to view reality. And it is just his tender mercies and his extravagant love that he would help us repair a broken thinker as we go through life, because we sure can't repair that ourselves.
Exactly. Well, and one of the big lies that you kind of touch on here, and it deserves more time, and we will pick it up after the break, because we got a break here in about a minute to go to, but that is that God is some sort of cosmic force that's disassociated with his creation, and it's just kind of observing thing in hopes that somehow you'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, I think we have that view of God, that he just wound up the universe and then walked away. So that's the view of God, that he's uncaring and he's disengaged. And then another one that I grew up with was that he's a real mean, hateful, stick-in-hand kind of person who's just chomping at the bit for you to mess up so that he can really, you know, take you out behind the woodshed and beat you to death.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're his game of whack-a-mole, right?
Right.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, we can chuckle at that with all due respect. But still, as you say, there are many who continue to look at it that way. But if we do not appreciate and apprehend the character of God, then we're kind of lost in this bit of deception. And we're challenged here right now with Dr. Chris Thurman, his book, The Lies We Believe, completely revised and updated, by the way, and more from Chris after this.
You don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the President has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education.
Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
That's the way we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Chris Thurman, a psychologist, best-selling author, and sought-after speaker, continues with us. This is a, we're talking about, is completely revised and updated 30th anniversary edition of Lies We Believe. Renew your mind and transform your life. Chris, truth matters, and especially today, as we see how much deception is out there, fake news, this era of the information age in which we live in, that anybody with a microphone, a laptop, can express their opinions, unresearched, anonymous statements. Wow, I mean, we are being bombarded with all kinds of information. The challenge is, do we have that filtering mechanism to know the difference between a truth and a lie?
Yeah, it's I'm reminded of that verse that says truth has stumbled in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we live in that day and age where we really don't know, you know, if we're being told the truth. The focus of my book is more on making sure that we are internally telling ourselves the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep living in a world where we're going to be told things sometimes that are true and sometimes that are not and sometimes a mixture. But the bigger issue is, are you telling yourself the truth every day?
Right.
And more specifically, are you going to the Word of God for what the truth is about you and how to view life?
That is the raw mechanism of it all, is it not? I mean, if we are not checking ourselves and we're not truth seekers and truth tellers, then it starts with us, and we're compromising the truth just by our very, very approach and lack of seriousness about pursuing the truth.
Yeah, I think if we're not telling ourselves the truth, there's not much hope that we would be telling others the truth. I mean, when Jesus, you know, was here 2,000 years ago, the reason why people could lean into everything he said as being true was that he was internally completely truthful in how he viewed things. So everything that came out of his mouth was true. But that was because he had no internal falsehoods that were running the show inside of him.
I thought it was quite interesting. Richard Blumenthal, the senator, who had made the statement during the Kavanaugh hearings, I believe it was, which was falso in uno, falso in omnibus, false in one thing, false in everything. Ironic that he, of all people, who was caught in a falso kind of thing himself, would make that statement. Maybe that was part of his renewal and his redemption, is that he realized that he needed to maintain a short leash on himself, because it's easy to fall victim and you know, lie to yourself and, you know, get yourself in trouble down the road.
It absolutely is. And I don't know, but I personally, it's like every day I have to really ask God to help me not to deceive myself, not to believe things that the world is telling me that are not biblically solid, to not be self-deceptive. You know, the heart is deceitful and wicked and beyond cure. And just so every day this internal battle between truth and lies inside of my own mind is pretty challenging, to say the least.
Yeah, this is all part of chapter one. You say our minds are under attack. I mean, we're bombarded. You know, it's been estimated that we get something like 10,000 messages a day that enter into our minds. And if there's no filtering mechanism to discern the truth from a lie, wow, what is that going to do to our trajectory and perspective?
Well, it does set the stage for us to be more easily siftable. So if we are not really just studying to show thyself approved and hiding God's word in our heart, we are going to be on a easy path to believing almost anything that we hear from the world, especially when it comes from supposed experts.
Well, you, in chapter two, you talk about the high cost of lies we believe. There was an attribution to Adolf Hitler made about a lie, and he said the bigger the lie, the better. And his big lie ended up killing 6 million Jews.
Yeah, some lies are obviously costlier, if you will. But, you know, the damage of faulty thinking, the damage of an unbiblical view is across the board. You damage your own sense of self. You damage how you look at others, and thus relationships are damaged. Mm-hmm. You end up with a damaged view of God, so you're not as close with God as you could have been. It just is catastrophically used by the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy the one chance we have at the abundant life.
Now, we talk Adolf Hitler. I mean, look at what happened, you know, with the whole era of eugenics, Margaret Sanger, subsequently Planned Parenthood, the lie that it's really not a baby, it's really not made in the image of God. Right. What does it matter? And then we have Alyssa Milano making the announcement that you know, she thinks that abortion was a positive thing for her, that she sees herself as being better off today without a child, having done, you know, two abortions. She feels very satisfied with that. And I wonder, because what I hear often from women who she's the rare exception. I have to tell you this, Dr. Thurman, and probably in your practice the same way. And I'm not practicing. I'm just anecdotally, just as a show host, and we talk about, in talking about abortion, women will come to me and say, Bill, and my child would have been 13 or my child would have been 7. When you hear and the manner in which that's expressed, it is so deep and comes out of the bottom of their soul, and with it a tremendous amount of pain. I can't imagine any woman, even Alyssa Milano, in her moment of truth at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles, that she really believes that murdering two of her children what was the source of her happiness for today and the reason for her success. I just cannot believe that she really believes that.
Well, I think we all can be that self-deceived. And I do think there is a scary reality to the fact that God will give us over to a depraved mind.
Mm-hmm.
He is not going to violate our free will. So he will leave us up to our own devices. And so that means he will let us think whatever we choose to think. And whatever view we have is being the correct view, then that's what we're going to think is the right way to go. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are none so blind as they who will not see.
Right.
And we all need to, you know, have our view of reality corrected on occasion.
I'll tell you, just to hear you talk about it in those terms, that scares the holy what have you out of me. To think for a moment that God would just leave me to my own devices, and because of my own insistence to want to see things, you know, according to my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that just it. I mean, you just chicken skinned me.
Well, it ought to scare all of us, me included. And I think of God as loving us too much to violate our free will.
Mm.
But that his heart breaks when we use it to go in the direction of views of reality, him included, that are not accurate, because he knows that they're going to destroy us. And he loves us too much to sit there and not be grieved by the self-destruction we bring on ourselves, and the destruction that, you know, you alluded to Hitler earlier, the destruction that we can bring on the planet when we are not seeing things the way God sees them.
Exactly. To me, where God has me right now is thinking about the individual and the blessing that they are. You know, we're made in his image so wonderfully and miraculously. We just had a new grandson enter into the family, Ozzy, who came 6 weeks early. In fact, he's not even supposed to be here yet, Chris.
Mm.
Supposed to be, you know, later on this week, but he's 6 weeks early, and it was an absolute miracle.
Yeah.
Because he was also had a little bit of heart problems. But as I was saying, to the kids as we were praying, that God's just not finished weaving him together.
Mm.
And by the time he was, you know, he came, even though early, the hole in his heart had been reduced significantly. And the doctors have said all is well, and that it is healing itself, number one. Number two, 6 weeks early, all kinds of potential, complications. His oxygen levels were great. He was born in Maui, Hawaii, medevaced over to Oahu because of their expertise and facilities there. And he was, mom and dad were told, hey, he's going to be there 4 to 6 weeks. Well, a week later, they said, hey, this kid's doing great. He's thriving. Get him the heck out of here. He was born at 4'3", 4 pounds, 3 ounces. He's now well over 6 pounds. He's gaining over an ounce a day. So by the grace of God, we're rejoicing and thankful that we are wonderfully made. But even in little Ozzy's lifespan and what God has seen, knowing the beginning from the end, Ozzy comes with a special set of talents and giftings to be a blessing, as we all are. And that's the challenge, is to find out what those are, what those blessings are that we are to share with others, because this is what God has inputted in each of us, right?
Absolutely. Preach it, brother. Preach it. And congratulations to you. That's so wonderful. And I have two granddaughters that I'm just absolutely crazy about. And it's just such a gift when we have these kids and grandkids to love up on.
Yeah. The real circle of life, let me tell you. Dr. Chris Thurman has been our guest. His book, I recommend that you bless yourself, get your hands on it. It's the completely revised and updated 30th anniversary edition, The Lies We Believe. Chris, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Bill.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Anytime.